This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Stock of UAL Corporation, the parent company of United Airlines, dropped 68% to $1 yesterday after the federal government rejected the airline's request for a $1.8 billion loan guarantee. United is on the verge of bankruptcy. Other air carriers lobbied against United's bid for the loan guarantee. Like United, they've posted huge losses and struggled with revenue shortfalls, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
With each passing day, United Airlines edges closer to bankruptcy. A few other major U.S. carriers say that's exactly where United should be. Irritated for years over United's cost-cutting trends, they pressed hard to have United's request for a $2 billion federal loan guarantee rejected, and it was. Continental Airlines CEO Gordon Bethune, who led the fight, says it wasn't just war, but a matter of survival.
We need to have in our markets companies that pay a fair wage that the market will sustain. And any artificial government money or union-controlled contract bargaining just skewers it for us all.
Northwest and American Airlines were also part of the effort against United. Michael Levine, a former airline executive who now teaches at Harvard Law School, says United's competitors believe the industry is at a turning point. They've lost millions of dollars a day and must decide whether to change contracts they can no longer afford.
Not just United. American, Delta, Northwest, Continental are in the same situation, and U.S. Airways, of course, already in bankruptcy. These legacies of the regulated era are finally, after 25 years of deregulation, being cooked out by competition from discount airlines.
Levine says if, as expected, United does file for bankruptcy protection, it's likely to have a domino effect. Airlines like American, Delta, Northwest, and Continental won't face the prospect of bankruptcy. Instead, Levine expects those airlines to pick up any business that United drops and to renegotiate their cost. He says getting a chance to restructure contracts sooner instead of later was the reason for much of the lobbying against United's request for federal help.
Because United's so big that it's a pace setter with labor unions, with lenders, with aircraft lessors, and so on. And if United goes in and is in a position to restructure these contracts under the supervision of a judge, you can then say credibly, if you're American Airlines, to your labor unions and to all the guys collecting monthly payments on airplanes you have parked in the desert and all the rest of it, you can say, look, guys, let's talk about this. You can see I'm going to have to compete with United Airlines.
Levine says that kind of conversation, using the fear of bankruptcy to ratchet down labor costs, could not take place until the Air Transportation Stabilization Board said no to United. Despite the expected positive outcomes for United's competitors, analysts say restructuring will not be easy. Thousands of people have already lost jobs. Suppliers, banks, and other lenders stand to lose hundreds of millions of dollars. Richard Gritta, a professor of transportation at Portland University, says the airline that might be hurt the most by a United bankruptcy would be U.S. Airways.
They're already in receivership, so they've been for several months. They have had the benefit of being able to price differently because they're under court protection. So when you get another carrier filing, again, and I think United will, then that takes away the advantage that U.S. Air has.
A spokesman for U.S. Air downplayed any effect a United bankruptcy would have, saying the two don't directly compete on many routes. Many aviation experts say it's expected United will file for Chapter 11 protection Sunday. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.